Wednesday the 7th of April, Kof Gimel Nissen, Issuch Hag Pesach, Rabbi Yonason Royd, wine.
I don't know what it was like before Pesach, but you go past every Jewish house now, after Pesach, the characteristic of Yiddish house is the empty bottles of wine that are there, whether it's in the dustbins or in the recycle bin, but it's the wine which is a symbol of a Jewish house this time of the year. I'd like to discuss a few inyonim relevant to wine, especially to this week's Edra as well. And before we go into it, we have to know the background to what wine is, how one makes wine, and we'll see it's very relevant lehalocha. In the making of wine, there are machines which pluck the grapes from the vine itself. It's done mechanically, put into big containers, and it's transported from the keren, from the vineyard, to where it's where it's going to be processed. On the way, seeing that there's piles of grapes there in these containers, crushing already begins. So by the time they get to the processing place, there's already a reasonable amount of juice at the bottom. In the place where they're processed, they do the destemming, which means removing all the parts which are not used in the making of the wine. And then you're left with three different parts of the wine. You've got the must, which is all the bits, including the juice. You have the pulp and the skin, and it's all put into one big container, into the vat. And once they're put together, there are enough ingredients in the grape itself to make wine. Wine does not need any additional ingredient to it to be processed. In other words, you have the yeast and the sugar and the liquid in the grape, and that itself turns into wine. Now, the color of the wine depends on how long the skin is left in this mixture. The longer the skin is left in, the redder the wine, and the shorter it's in, the whiter the wine.
Isn't that a question of red grapes and white grapes?
It's the longer the skin is in. Now, being in the society we live in, every factory wants to use every single part that's available. And therefore, what they do is, you've got the wine, but what do you do with all the dregs and everything else? So the Shoyal asked the Chasam Sofer the following Shaila. He found a way of making an oil from the seed of the grape seed oil. Now, it's not to be confused with rape seed oil. Rape seed oil is a vegetable. It's nothing to do with us. It's common vegetable and oil is made from rape seed. This is grape seed oil. And he writes there the method or process of how you can extract an oil from the seed of the grape. It's interesting, although he says it's Hamsor Chadosh, a new invention, it's already mentioned a lot earlier, the Lashon HaRiyas on the Rif in Avodah Zorah says that plenty of people drink this oil which is made from grapeseed. Bal Kalponim, his Shaila is, what is his Shaila? The Shaila is, has he got anything to do with the Ayin Nesach? In other words, can you buy these seeds from a Goyish factory, which a Goy has processed, and therefore the seed, has he got in of Ayin Nesach or not? The problem which could make this grapeseed oil into Yain Nesach is it depends how long the seeds have soaked in the wine. If they've been there for more than 24 hours, then it's got the din of kovush kimavushon, it's been boiled, as it were, halachically it's been boiled in the wine. No, once it's got the din of boiled, it's very difficult to go and to be matir it. And too late. Yain, which is Yain Nesach, he can't be Mevashel it and then he'd lose the Issa. And we'll come to Bishul later. That's one problem. And so on that, the Poskim want to say like this. The Do'a Locha in Gemara and Avodah Zorah, in Gemara and Chulin discusses, if these sediments have been left for 12 months, they've dried out completely and they've been left for 12 months, then it loses its status of wine and you can use it. Agav, that's one of the reasons Efshet to be matir tartaric acid, cream of tartar, which is made from the lining of of wine or vats. It's made from the same thing. It's one and matir. Others kinda nowadays they don't leave it for 12 months. It's artificially dried, and if it's artificially dried, has it got the same din? Hasn't it? And then we do our din in the poskim and do our machlikos our poskim, whether our process is the same as what it used to be. Do our gesem machlikos our poskim, whether grape seed oil is allowed. It's interesting to note there is another byproduct of this stuff, which is common yeast. One of the sources of yeast is made from wine. And one has to be careful when one buys yeast, one has to follow the instructions, as to whether the normal yeast you buy, is it a byproduct of wine. At what stage does this juice of the grape turn into wine? And that is a crucial halacha in very relevant. To our Gemara, the Gemara says, "Seichet Adam Eshkol Shel Anovim Va'Imer Olav Kedesh Hayom." A person can squeeze a bunch of grapes. The liquid that comes out has got a din of wine, and one can make kiddush on it. You can make a beri pi agofen, you can make kiddush, and be mekai in the mitzvah del reis of Zochet Yom HaShabbos. Rambam says that yain hapostel legabe mizbeach ein lekadesh olof. A wine which you can't use on the mizbeach, you're not allowed to make kiddush on it. Lefichoch, saloshen Rambam, inis arev maat so'er oidvash. If you mix a little bit of dvash, of honey, in this wine, it's possible to make kiddush on it. It's possible legabe the mizbeach. Afilu kortev, I think the Lashon HaRambam is, afilu kortev, one drop in a chobetz gedola, is also possible for kiddush. Briskerov in Menachos is medayek from here, that it's not because there's a little bit of kortev that it becomes the kortev, this little bit of honey that passes it, because in Helchus putting it on the Mizbeach, it would have been bottle bereiv. No, it's halach in the wine that the wine becomes also. It's not the devash that you're not allowed to put on the Mizbeach, it's because the whole wine has turned into wine which is unfit for the Mizbeach. The wine is a possible wine. Now we show him with this Rambam. The Rashba already asked the Kasha, Seichet Odom Eshkel Shel Anovim V'im Olav Kiddush Hayoim, and that grape juice is not kosher legabe Mizbeach, and Zmachlekes Aposkim about it. So Baal Kolpanim, as far as the Halacha of Beire Priyag Gofen is concerned, it's clear that squeezing grapes, the juice that comes out of it, one can make Beire Priyag Gofen. In Shulchan Aruch there are two deyos about it, and in Shulchan Aruch states that one can make a Veire Pri Hagofen on, and one can use it for Kiddush, V'chein Noeg. And we state in Moin Shulchan Aruch and in Helchus Kiddush. The other halacha, which is determining what is the definition of wine which is relevant for us, and that is Legabe Yain Nesach. In Loshon HaGemara states an inyan of hamshocha. Once you've done hamshocha to the wine, then it turns into wine legabe yain nesach. The point here, whatever this hamshocha is, we'll see soon, the point is like this. The goy takes his wine and he pours it in front of Aveda Zohar. You state a posuk in the Torah. Ashechelev zvachema yechelu yishtu yain nesichom. The Pesach speaks about pouring wine in front of Avodah Zarah. Now the guy is only going to take a chosh of a wine. He wants to give some importance to his Avodah Zarah. So he's only going to take something which is chosh of in his eyes. When does it become chosh of in the guy's eyes? So Chazal have given us the criteria for that. Stating the Loshon HaTorah, what Hamshocha is, that one separates the liquids from the solids. The liquid from the solids. What used to happen was the whole thing was higher up and used to drain down. Once you remove the solids and the liquid drained down into its storage vat, that is considered yain. And therefore, theoretically, if a guy would take a big ladle and put it into the container and take out whatever comes out with him, and he's not bothered whether it's a liquid or the solid that comes with, it should not make it into Yain Nesach. mi ikar din, or but the Torah quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Now Rabbeinu Tam says, nevertheless, one should not drink it. Another point in the definition of Yain Nesach, or the quality of the wine, is the common shaila of Yain Mevushal. Says the Yain Mevushal, wine that's been burned. Again, the guy is not going to pour in front of his Avodah Zorah boiled wine, because in his eyes it's not important. Steht in Rabbi Feinstein, in Chassidstock, and Lavi Mechaim Nechaim, and Vadi Yosef, they all write, what is the definition of boiling, or cooking, I should say, as far as Yain Mevushal for this Aloch of Yain Nesach, once it's pasteurized. Ramosha writes in his Tshuva, if it's reached Yatzei Ledesboy, any liquid that has reached the stand of Yatzei Ledesboy has got all dinim of Bishul. And therefore, if you take a wine, a grape juice, which has reached the temperature of Yatzei Ledesboy, he writes in that same Tshuva, 175 degrees, is already got a din of Mevushal, only Mela, if a guy touches it, it won't have a din of Yain Nesach. Says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, he argues with this. First of all, he says that the poskim say, what is the definition of a bishul to make it not yain legabi des halacha? So again, the poskim that you boiled it and the volume has gone down. No, if you heat up something to 175 degrees and immediately reduce the temperature, there'll be hardly any amount, any reduction of quantity there at all. But more importantly, it's as follows. Why would the goy not pour this wine in front of his Avodah Zorah? Because boiled wine is not kosher. Wine, in its original state, is the chashivas. We have methods of boiling our wine, which no wine connoisseur will know the difference as to whether it's been boiled or not. They won't be able to recognize it at all. And he did this test. He brought in mumchim into it, and no one could tell the difference. It was a blind test, and he couldn't tell the difference whether the wine has been boiled or not been boiled. Somebody challenged him again, and he writes in the tshuva, a second time he brought in again, he did the same test, and he says there's no difference. The average person, the mumcha, no one can tell the difference between the wine that has been boiled and not been boiled, and therefore his choshesh, that our method of boiling wine does not make it into yayin bevoshel. His choshesh like that lehalocha. And it's a big chumra if you think about it, and one has to take into consideration if one wants to be machmeh like Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's a major problem. Why? Because even if you buy a yayin mevoshel, it could be in the factory. All the workers who were in the factory from the time it got a din of wine until it was mevushal, the heksher will tell you they were alech yidden. But after they've been mevushal it, they consider it in their minds mevushal, and they could have allowed goyim to come into contact with that wine. Now what is that goy doing? According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, he's going to make it into yayin mevushal. So you have a major problem. You have a major problem. Somebody wants to be machmir like Rav Shlomo Zalman, he shouldn't buy yayin mevushal. He might be worse off. I must tell you, they say that all heads of wines are all Shema Tehla mitzvahs involved in home production from beginning to end. What? Now, the next thing, so that is that machlekes. The next thing we have to know is, what is the definition of the goy touching the wine? What type of touching passes it? We're discussing here as far as the heter of drinking it. Like Abi Kiddush one comes in a minute. The guy has to move the wine. The bottle has to be open. A sealed bottle, there's no issa on the guy moving it. Otherwise, he could never get a transportation of goyish wine from one place to another. The guy would have moved it. A sealed bottle, there's no issa in the guy touching it. The noch halocha, that when the goy, if there's a barrel of wine, and the goy opens the tap, and wine comes out of it, as soon as he switches off the tap, it'd be the same problem that could make it into yayin nesach, even though he's not moved the rest of the, he's not used, moved the rest of the wine. What is the eitzah? not to be nichshal in yain nesach, shteit asiman in shulchan aruch, a choysem b'soich choysem. Choysem b'soich choysem in the Taich, two independent seals. So b'yameinu anu, what do? They have a cork, and on the cork, and you put the cork in. Once you've taken the cork out, putting it back in again, it won't be the same. You can recognize where the cork has been taken out. And secondly, there's a seal on top of it. Whether it's the silver foil or writing, or whatever it is, that is considered a chesem b'zei chesem. So do a chumra, which by chassidim are very makbid on it, legabe kiddush only, not legabe the bracha b'ri pi al gofen, or belegabe, I should say kiddush, I mean any birchas a mitzvah, that if a guy has looked at an open bottle of wine, one doesn't make kiddush over it. It's not a halachadik requirement, it's a pikabola, pichasidus, whatever the source is, it's not a halacha, but pachasidim b'vei makvid on it. On the sealed bottle, there's no such chumra. On the sealed bottle, there's no such chumra not to make kiddush over it. What is the relevance to now? The Shaitan Pasik in this week's Eder. In this week's Eder, Shaitan Maisa, with the two sons of Aaron Akein, who are Nifta, and Shaitesh Nissen. And the next Pasik, Shait Vadabe Shem and Aaron. Yain v'sheichor al tesht. You shouldn't drink wine v'sheichor. What does this mean, Yain v'sheichor al tesht? Pashtis, you learn, you drink some wine. And a Kohen drinks wine, he goes into the Beis HaMikdash and he does Avodah, he'll be chayev misafet. We state in Rambam, a Kohen who is kosher to do Avodah. And he drank wine and he went inside into the Beis HaMikdash, lifnim min ha-mizbeach, and he did Avodah, chayev misa. Shenemar, yai m'sheichal al teisht, v'loi somusu. What type of wine are we talking about? Again, Bimei Chazal, there was a fundamental difference in the manufacture of the wine than nowadays. Bimei Chazal, they had a system of making wine that was so strong, it was impossible, it wasn't normal to drink. In order to drink it, one had to dilute it at least a ratio of 1:3 of water to 1 of wine. Biomeinu, it's almost impossible to make a wine anything more than 22%. Any wine which is stronger than that, you should know alcohol has been added to it. We haven't got the technique, they had some system of doing it. Any wine stronger than 22, 23 is artificially, has been added in something else. So state in Rambam, V'hu she'shoso revies yain chai. Chai means undiluted. So this person drank a whole revies, bevas achas, at one go, and he went into the Beis HaMikdosh, and again, it has to be yain chai, meaning it's been more than 40 days since it started fermenting. Then, he went into the Beis HaMikdosh, he is chayiv misa. However, if he drank less than a revius of Yayin Chai, or he drank a revius and he didn't gulp it down in one go, or he mozgo the mime, he diluted it, then even more than a revius, it's potter the Einoi Mechalel Aveda. It's also for him to do it. He's not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash, but if he does go into the Beis HaMikdash, he's not Chayev Misa, and he's not, but he's not Mechala de Aveda if he did go in. Is of time you do Tiyunim, Machlek HaZan Bamaravad, and so on. Shleitan Rambam, writer, if he was a Shikoyer from any other item of food. Taste that. The Roshna Apostolic is Yain v'sheichor. In the Gemara state, what does sheichor mean? Sheichor means anything which can cause you to be intoxicated. Shoyo shikar mishah mashkin. He had a glass of whiskey. It wasn't around in days of Beis HaMikdash, but if he had some other strong mashka, hoyo sheise mishar mashkin ha-mashakim, and he went into the Beis HaMikdash, and he did avoida, is the same alocha, reza loika, is chayiv malkus, avoida is a kosher avoida, but is chayiv malkus. Shteit in Rambam as a loshon. Ochal Dveila Keilis Oishasa Cholov. Dveila Keilis is pressed dates. And if it's left in a certain way, it can also cause a person to his mind to be out of balance. Or afilu mina cholov. A person drinks a glass of milk. A glass of milk can also make a person sleepy. A person's asleep, but also has got the presence of mind. Shaitan Rambam, a person drinks a revius of milk, or he has milk, shouldn't say revius. He drinks sham mashkin amashakrin. It's also for him to do Aveda and Abichayev Malkus on it. It's interesting, Agav, Chosen Bion Chuposoi, one of the reasons why he fasts is so that he should have the correct presence of mind because he's going through Kinyan, Zachoshev, I think. So there are certain days of the year that he doesn't fast. So Poskim speak about, even on those days that he doesn't fast, he has to be careful not to drink those items of food which could cause a person to be intoxicated. So he's not allowed to drink wine. One of the things which a boss can speak about is he shouldn't drink milk for that same reason. Shleitin Chinuch, what is the Shoydash HaMitzvah? Why did the Torah forbid us to drink wine before doing Aveda in the Beis HaMikdosh? Ein roi leisaseg bedvorim hayekorim betachlis hayoker. It's not right for a person to be involved in something so yoker like avoda in the Beis HaMikdosh. Rak be'eis shiya odom miyusha bedate. Only when a person is in the correct presence of mind, umachavein b'chol ma'asav. So in other words, a person drinks wine, he gets affected by it. And if you have a chmona letzlan, a kohen who's on drugs, your stomach will be the same halacha. Although it says Shosa Mashkin, but Mistoma be the same as Ochan Tveil Achilles, if it affects the way he's thinking. Mistoma, that would be maybe the modern version of what the Rambam would have written, I don't know. But it's Mistoma exactly the same Haloch. Shtivaitim Pasuk, Bevoim Ala Almoyed, Vala Yamusu, Ula Hoyrois, Es Benei Yisroel. Again, the Paskan Shailas, be the same thing. If a Rav has had a glass of wine and he paskens a shayla, it'd be the same problem. Mimela, it's Yodua, I think what they say about Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, the one of the Gedolei Yerushalayim, Seder night, he had his Seder, he used to finish it off in a few minutes, mamish. Abba Kaitz went after the other. Why? In case he would have been asked a shayla, in Yerushalayim, they went as Achshaydas, Mestama Seder night, so he was worried that everybody else would be under the influence of drink. In Mimela, he finished the Seder, and he went to sleep. Mishleitin Alokha, if a person sleeps after drinking a certain amount of wine, then he sleeps a certain shir, then he gets rid of that effect of the wine, and then he can pass in Shaydas. Shleitin Aloshan Arambam, Ochal Tomorim, Shasocholov v'nishtabshodatri. He drank milk, or he ate these dates which affected his way of thinking, al yoira. He's not allowed to paskin a shayla, shanama, ula hoirois es b'nei Yisrael. And if he did paskin, so that depends on what the psak was, as to whether, to what degree has been over the lav. In Rambam says, Om Tsugiyas HaGemora increases Yud Gimon about it, is what exactly the psak halacha that he's not allowed to say. Zluchi of Malkus, for Rabu Paskam Zatra Shaila, and it doesn't say in the Rambam it's when he drinks a revius, because it depends on his presence of mind as to whether he can paskin a lot. However, Muta leshikar lilmoid Torah. And shikar is allowed to learn Torah. Afilu halochas umedroshois, or he is not allowed to paskin a shayla. The Gemara says about Rav, when he did drink wine, he didn't learn berabim. Why not? Because every shir that Rav gave had in it piskei halochas. So his learning is the same as paskening shaylas. As Shleitin Rambam, imoy chokham kavua lehayra. If he was a chokham who, in during his shia, he would have paskened alocha lemaisa, then lo yilmet. Why? Shelimudai hayrahi. His learning is considered a psak halacha. Imimela, And we make that he should not, he's learning his halachas, I mean, he's not allowed to bask in the shayla, he's not allowed to learn with others. How does one get rid of the effect of drinking wine? Shleitan halacha like this. Shosa kedei revius bilvat. The person drank a revius of wine, v'hoyo b'maim, and there was water in it. So he's not, in effect, drank a whole revius of wine. Or he went to sleep a bit, or he went for a walk, 18 minutes, k'var ovar hayayin u'muta la'avoid. He's allowed to do avoid. Now once he's walked a mil, which is 18 minute walk, he's allowed to do avoid. If he drank more than a revius, then he'll have to wait until the whole effect of the drinking of the wine has gone away. These halachas of what one is allowed to drink and so on, and what the effect is negeya, not only as we say, kohen doing aveda in the Beis HaMikdash, it not only is it negeya legabe paskin in shailas, it's negeya to a simon in Shulchan Aruch of a shikoel for legabe tfila. Same halacha. Shosui, somebody who's drank wine, kedei revius wine, al yispalel, is not allowed to daven, al sheyosir yenoi, until the effect of the wine has gone away. So there's a siman in Shulchan Aruch which tells us all the details of this drinking of the wine. How much wine? Same halachas, as the Rambam says. What type of wine, whether it's undiluted or diluted, and whether it and how long one has to wait until the effect of the wine has gone away. Shleitim mechaber. Kol echad shu shosui sogilei lefima shemargish benafshei shiofi genui. Each individual is totally subjective. There are people who can take a stomach around a large quantity of alcoholic beverage and it doesn't affect them, and other people lechaim becher also affects them. So it depends on each individual. Shleitim lama lochein ein nizhorem b'yenei shalolo she'ein achazak. That's why nowadays people drink a revius wine, and shortly afterwards they go and daven. Why? Because our wine are so diluted, or if it's not diluted, it's not strong, and therefore mispaladim afon pisha shosa revius for yoisa. Even though they drank more than a revius, nevertheless they do daven afterwards. So do our kolboy, who says the reason why we're noyek and we drink a lechaim. Why do we say a lechaim? Because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, one other thing that they did with wine was, they used to be mashke, the person who is yetzei le'skila. The person is on his way to be killed, so sh'yakorev le'beis skila, they would give him a little bit of wine, mkeret le'veinah b'seich hayayin, and they would give it to him to drink, so he shouldn't feel the pain of the skila. So the kolboy, that's why we're noyek. When we drink wine, we say l'chaim. The wine that you're having should be l'chaim and not chalila for any other purpose. It's too interesting. Just like to mention on this. The Gemara says, if a person knows a kohen, he knows which mishmar he belongs to. Taste. The kohen waiting for Beis HaMikdash was split into various groups. 24 mishmaris. Each mishmar was subdivided into a base of, to know which day of the week he served in the Beis HaMikdash. If a person knows which mishmar he belongs to, and he knows which Beis Av he belongs to, and he knows which day his Beis Av would be working, on that day it's also for him to drink wine. Why? Because Mehela Yibone Beis HaMikdash, after the Beis HaMikdash can be built, and he won't be able to do Aveda in the Beis HaMikdash, being under the effect of wine. That at any given moment, within 18 minutes, the Beis HaMikdash could be here, ready and functioning. Why? Because this person drank a revius wine, and he wants to do Aveda in the Beis HaMikdash, and we tell him, you can't, you're a shikha. Shleitin the Gemara, if you know when the time of you're meant to be doing Aveda, don't drink on that day. Why not? Because they might be called up to do Aveda on that day. Shleitin the Gemara, all based on this halacha of Yai Mashiach or Al-Tesht, the Havdim Ben HaKedosh Ben HaChayl. It's a chiddush nifta, the Hebrew should help, and it should be negea as soon as possible, and she can do aveda in Gichin Beis HaMikdash.